This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated today mark a turning point in development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister today launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chenab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge in Katra, Udhampur, Srinagar, Baramulla Rail Line Project, two Vande Bharat trains and foundation stone laying of a new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Line project is a symbol of a new, empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
कश्मीर से कन्याकुमारी ये अब रेलवे नेटवर्क के लिए भी हकीकत बन गया है. उधमपुर, श्रीनगर, बारामुला ये रेल लाइन प्रोजेक्ट ये सिर्फ नाम नहीं है, ये जम्मू कश्मीर के नए सामर्थ्य की पहचान है.
प्राइम मिनिस्टर मोदी ऑल्सो सेड दैट इंडिया विल नॉट बाउ टू टेररिज्म. Mr. Modi said Pakistan attacked both Insaniyat and Kashmiriyat in Pahalgam, targeting the tourism sector that provides livelihood to many Kashmiri families. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the G7 summit in Canada later this month. Mr. Modi today received a call from Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi congratulated Mr. Carney on his recent election victory and thanked him for the invitation to the G7 summit in Kananaskis. Mr. Modi added that India and Canada will work together with renewed vigor, guided by mutual respect and shared interests as a vibrant democracies bound by deep people-to-people ties. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that relations with the Central Asian countries have always been a key priority for India. Foreign ministers of Kazakhstan, Kyrgyz Republic, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan had a joint call on the Prime Minister in New Delhi today. The ministers briefed the Prime Minister on the positive and productive discussions held during the fourth meeting of the India-Central Asia Dialogue earlier during the day. The Reserve Bank of India today announced the cut in the policy repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5%. Cash Reserve Ration, CRR, has also been slashed by 100 basis points. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate under the Liquidity Adjustment Facility shall stand adjusted to 5.25% and the Marginal Stand Facility MSF rate and the bank rate to 5.75%. After its bi-monthly monetary policy meeting, the central bank announced that it has shifted its policy stance from accommodative to neutral. Chief advisor of the interim government of Bangladesh, Dr. Mohammad Yunus, has announced that the country's next national elections will be held in the first half of April next year. Delivering a televised address to the nation on the eve of Eid-ul-Adha, Dr. Yunus said the Election Commission will provide a detailed roadmap for the elections at an appropriate time. The chief advisor added that the government is taking all necessary measures to ensure a favorable environment for the polls. Parliament of 10 BRICS nations have strongly condemned Pahalgam's terrorist attack and agreed to cooperate on a policy of zero tolerance against terrorism. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla led the Indian delegation to the 11th BRICS Parliamentary Forum in Brasilia, Brazil, on the 4th and 5th of this month. A broad consensus was reached on key global issues such as the responsible use of artificial intelligence, global trade and economy, inter-parliamentary cooperation, global peace and security after multiple rounds of intensive discussions and deliberations. In the French Open men's singles, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain today reached the final after Lorenzo Musetti of Italy retired injured. Second seed Alcaraz defeated 8th seed Musetti 4-6-7-6-6-0-2-0. It will be second successive French Open final for Alcaraz, who will bid for his fifth major title at the age of 22 on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.